Welcome back to Masechtas Tainis. Today we're learning Daf Ches Amud Aleph, picking up from the last two words or three words on Zayin Amud Beis, talking about the teachings from Reish Lakish. And as always, we're learning the merit that our hostages should return home safely, swiftly, in good health, that our soldiers should be safe and protected, and Israel should emerge victorious. Reish Lakish Omar, in Mercy Talmud, if you see a student, turn the page or go look on top of the page. Shalom Dukashalov Kabarzel, whose studies are hard to miss, iron, and they're having a very difficult time learning. Mishvil Nishnaso, it's because they did not learn in the proper way. As in, there is a way to learn, you have to be strategic about it. In this case, they did not learn properly. Shnemar, who love pun and kilkol. And one, if one does not understand their studies, because he has distorted what comes first, i.e., they're learning Gemara before they're learning Mishnayos, whereas Mishnayos are the building blocks for the Gemara. My consensus, what's the what how should he fix this? Yarab Yeshiva, you should go and sit and learn the Mishnayos. In Yeshiva, they would learn Mishnayos. And when you learn that and you get the fundamentals down, so then you'll understand the Gemara Shenemar, V'chayolam Yigbar. And he shall be fortified by the legions of students, as in Yeshiva, you soon have Hechshir Chachma. But the advantage of Chachma is greater. Kol Shekein in Mishnas Dur Lo Mikara. All the more so as if he knows the Mishnayos properly before he learned Gemara, and this is a plug for everyone to learn Mishnah Yomi. Darish Lakish, and Reish Lakish is no a good example. I mean, Misnate Arba Zimnan, he would learn the Mishnayos 40 times. Connected Mem Yom Shnitim the Torah, because the Torah took corresponds to the 40 days the Torah was given to Moshe when he was on top of Har Sinai. Welcome to Rav Yochanan. Only then would he come to Rav Yochanan to learn Gemara. Rav Ada Bar Ahava Misnate Masir Arba Zimnan, you learn it 24 times. Keneged Torah Devim Kesuvim correspond to the Torah Devim Kesuvim Va'ayla Kamei De Rabba, and then you come before Rabba to study the Gemara. Okay, the Gemara continues. Rabba Amar Imreisi Talmud. If you see a Talmud, Shalim B'Kashalot Kebarzel is having a difficult time studying. It's hard to miss Barzel's iron. It's because his teacher does not give him a nice smile in the morning, and therefore he doesn't have a good relationship with the teacher. Shenemar, hula upon kilkol, and he does not understand his studies because the teacher distorted his face. Madikansa, yar belav roim. He should send his friends to his teacher to intercede on his behalf. They treat him nicely. Shenemar, yalim yigbar. He should overwhelm his teacher with legions of friends. Yitron Hechsher Chachma, but the demand of wisdom is greater. Kol Shekein im Hechshiru Ma'aseh b'fan of Rabbi Yikar. All the more so if his behavior had been pleasing to his teacher in the first place. So it seems like there's two ways to learn this. Either you could say that the teacher, the way the teacher, the way the teacher talks to the students and interacts with the students, if they have an appropriate and smiley and the right mood, I guess, so the student is more willing to learn. Or we could say perhaps the teacher's upset because the student isn't learning, and therefore the student should have behaved better. The teacher wants to teach them more. If a snake bites because it has not charmed, then the master of speech has no advantage. Again, if the snake bites because it was not charmed, then the master of speech has no advantage. So what does this exactly mean? This is in Koheles. In Rizidor, if you see a generation, Shashmai Mishtak Kanachash, that the sky is rust colored, meaning it hasn't rained, Morud Talamatar, because it hasn't, there's no dew or rain, Bishvil because the generation is lacking people who speak softly. What does that mean, speak softly? Meaning that they don't pray. Madakansa, go before someone who knows how to speak softly, i.e., to pray, Dixiv, Yagin Love Ra, his colleague should speak on his behalf. Then Yisru and Labal Lashon, and the master of speech has no advantage. Umi Evshar Lalachash. This teaches us someone is able to speak softly, but does not speak softly, as in somebody who has the ability to daven, but doesn't daven. Mahanali Yeshlo. What benefit do they get from remaining silent, as in they should speak, they should daven? Then Lash Vlon Na'ena, and if the person davens and not answered, Matakansa, what should they do? Yelchetel Chasim Darli, go before the most Hasidish person, go before the most pious person of that generation. And he should pray on one's behalf. And he commanded the rain to fall because of the magefa, the petitioner. And pigia comes from the word tfila. Yesterday, and you should not pray on behalf of this nation. Not raise on their behalf a rina, a song. In this case, rina is talking about a prayer, two types of prayer. Val tivka be, and not entreat me. Okay, so tivka means prayer. And if the person speaks and is successful, as in the prayers are answered, umagia daita love, And then he becomes haughty, he becomes arrogant because he sees that God answers him, maybe af l'olam. He brings anger to the world, shenemar, mekan af al-olam. He brings anger rises on his account. Rav Omar, shnei talmid chacham, if two scholars reside in one city, they know halacha, and they don't agree with each other on halacha, they're always arguing, so they provoke God's anger on them. He provokes anger on them. Okay, says the Gemara further. If a snake, it's the same passage we saw before, if a snake bites because it was not charmed, then the master's speech has no advantage. In the future, Miskavtos obos kol chayos etzal nachash. All the animals will come in front of the snake. Vomerlo, say to the snake, Ari doris v'ochal. Look, the lion might tear apart its prey, but it does so to eat it. Zev tori v'ochal. The wolf tears apart its prey to eat it. Ata man yishlo. You snakes, what do? You just bite things to kill them. What benefit do you have? Why do you do this? Amrlehem, the holy spawn, v'nyusim the balad lashon. And the master's speech has no advantage, meaning to say, those who speak lashon hara, and what benefit do they have? So I mean to say, I guess, you know, whatever benefit they have, I'm getting as well. And really what the Gemara is telling us, it's useless and it's pointless and no utility to engage in that sort of harmful Lashon Hara. Amar Rabbi Ami. Ein tefilah shel adam nishmas, the prayer of a person is not accepted, ela im kein mashi nafshi v'kapo, unless he puts his hands on his heart, meaning to say he's sincere about it. Shnemar nisa levenu al kapayim, let us lift up our hearts with our hands to God. Inni, is this true that you are only a sincere tefillah, a sincere prayer is accepted? Va'akim Shmuel Amar Allah v'darish. Shmuel appointed the speaker himself and expounded. Va'tifu b'fiyam, and they spoke in trickery with their mouths. V'shom yivzu yichavzu bo, and they lied with their tongues. V'liv lo nochel imo, and their hearts were not constant with him. V'lo nerabrios, and they were not steadfast in his covenant. So we have here a place where all these people, they see very clearly they were not sincere. Became who even though it says and God forgave them. So is it that you have to have sincere prayer and only a sincere prayer is accepted? Or we see here people just uttered with their lips what they didn't actually believe, and yet their prayer, God said who rachim. So Lakasha, that when an individual prays, it has to be sincere. But when a tzibur prays, when there's a communal prayer, so even someone who's not sincere, their prayers are answered. And Rav Schechter always points out that this is the biggest motivation to attend minyan, because when you're in a minyan, he says, look, as an individual, maybe you're somewhere where God's not going to answer your prayers, or your prayers aren't sincere enough. But when you're in a collective, so God's going to listen to the collective's prayers, and your prayers get wrapped up with everyone else's prayers and get presented to God. And that's why when you're together, the tzibur, even though you may not be totally sincere yourself, but since God's listening to everyone as a tzibur, He listens to you as well. We're going back to the rain. Why does rain fall? Rain only falls because people deal in business appropriately and properly. Shnemar, emes me'arek tatzmiach. Truth will sprout forth from the earth. Vetzadek mishmaim yishkov. And charity will appear from the heavens. That is, when there's truth on earth, so then there'll be charity coming from heaven, there'll be rain. But Rav Ami, bo ro, kamba gedolim ba'alem. We'll go and see how great people are who act with faith. Minayin, michulda ubar. From an incident that happened with a weasel in a pit. So what happened here is the Rashi fills out, it's a very, in doses as well, very strange story. Basically, there was a boy and a girl, and the boy promised to marry this girl on the condition, and he said that the weasel and this pit over here will be bear my witness, and then he didn't follow through, so the weasel went and killed one of his children, the pit killed the other one of his children, and then he realized, oh wait, the reason for this is because I have to keep my word. So we see from here, says the Gemara, again, is this just homiletical? Is this true? It's probably more of a mashal. Omi with chuldo barkach. If one trusts a weasel in a pit, that is that that he says, he's saying they're going to bear my witness. Homa kadosh baruch hu, Allah has come to come. Certainly, if one trusts God, all the more so the trust is going to be honored. Amar of Yochanan, call him a tzaddik as atzim milmata. Anyone who betters himself on this earth, matzaddik adin milamalos. The God will deal with them strictly in heaven. God will deal with them strictly in heaven. So what exactly does this mean? Shnemar, emes me'aretz hatzmiach, truth will sprout forth from the earth, v'tzedek mishum nishtov, and justice will peer down from heaven. So will be judged more justly in heaven. Rabbi Chiya bar Avin, Amar Rav Huna, mehacha, uki yirasecha evrasecha, and correspond to the fear of you is your anger. V'shalak zhan rehacha, Hagata sas of osa tzedek, and you have smitten each one who rejoices and performs righteousness. But derechecha yiskarucha. However, in the ways of yours, they recall you for good. Behold, you have become angry because we have sinned. Behem olam v'net v'asha. Through them, suffering we will save in the world to come. Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, call Samech b'Yisur b'Shabbat and love. Anyone who is able to rejoice, even though they have pain in this world, that brings Yeshua salvation to this world. Shnemar behem olam v'nasha. Through the world, it is saved. Amar Reish Lakish, Ma'adik Siv, what is written? V'atzas Hashemayim, and God will restrain the heavens. That we're talking about, there'll be no rain. That means that the sky will restrain from it raining and from dew coming down. It's comparable to a woman who's in labor but does not give birth. And seemingly, again, this is my own interpretation, that God wants to give us blessing. And just like a woman wants to give birth when she's in labor, God wants to give us blessing, and it's very painful not to, but sometimes God has to withhold it from us. And never be at Sirah, it says restraining with reference to God restraining the rain, but never at Sirah Isha. And elsewhere, we use the word restraining and turning in connection to a woman who can't give birth. Nemar etir b'isha shenemar ki otzer otzer Hashem ba'ad kol rechem. God was completely restrained every womb. Nemar etir b'kashamim deksiv otzer shemayim. God will restrain the heavens. Nemar leida b'isha. Similarly, we have leida as in to give birth by a woman. Nemar leida b'kashamim. Also, with raining, we also compare it to giving birth. Nemar leida b'isha deksiv v'tar v'tehle ben. She conceived and bore a son. Nemar leida b'kashamim. It says deksiv. And the rain makes the earth bear vegetation and bud. Now, I'm just going off a little bit what we mentioned yesterday as well. Part of the imagery and the allusion we're saying here is, childbirth in a way is the most natural thing. It's totally natural. It's basic biology. On the other hand, we know it's the most miraculous event that can occur. That the amount of things that can go wrong, that when a child's born, the miracle of a child is how it's more right. It's things are statistically more likely to go wrong than right, and only by the miracle do we have children. And perhaps that's what we're saying, that we're comparing that as well. That grain, again, there's a water cycle. It seems like the most natural thing, yet we're trying to emphasize here is that rain is also the greatest miracle. Again, that's what we're comparing it to, all sorts of things. We're going to continue that discussion soon, because it's really the most miraculous thing. So while you can claim, oh, look, there's a water cycle, there's evaporation, the water goes up, the clouds form, etc., really we have to recognize that the rain is stored in heaven, if you will, and when God sees fit, God makes it rain. When he does not see fit, it does not rain. So maybe that's what's going on here as well. And as well as, the Hevle Leda, when a woman is in childbirth and it's very painful, especially when she can't give birth right away, so too God wants to give us blessing, doesn't want to give us blessing. Okay, that's my own interpretation, but just trying to make sense of all these motley gemaras. Never Bakita Baisha, it says remember in reference to a woman, but never Bakita Bakasham, it says remember in connection to rain. Never Bakita Isha, as we know, Bashem Pakada Sarah, and Hashem remembered Sarah. I mean, talking about and she conceived and gave birth. And God remembered the earth and saturated it. Rabbas Teshrena Peleg Elokim Malimai. The pasuk goes on to say, this pasuk is in Tehillim. You enriched it abundantly from God's pool filled with water. My Peleg Elokim Malimai. What does it mean? God's pool. Tana Kemin Kuva Yesh Barakia. There is some sort of chamber in the sky. Shemenu Geshom Gotzim. From rain emerges from there. Omer of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, my diksiv im l'shevet im l'artzo im l'chesed yimsiu. The pasuk tells us in Eov, he makes the rain come whenever it is for a rod to chastise, or for his land for kindness. Im l'shevet, that is, if God decrees that it should rain violently as a rod of chastisement, meaning to say that sometimes, as we know, rain can be a hurricane, and it could be a curse. And then the people do tshuva, so what will happen? Bahar Mugvos, so then God will move the rain to the uninhabited mountains and hills where it'll do no harm. Im l'chesed, and if it's for kindness, yim siyach l'artze besod ezekrom, and God will make it rain gently in the vineyards, in the fields, etc. Another explanation, l'shev l'elyonos, if it's for a rod, then it'll descend on the trees where they can withstand the pressure and the rainstorms, in l'artze l'zorim, but if it's for the land, then it'll come kindly, if you will, come down gently, and it makes them come for the kindness. Also, it'll fill the cisterns, the trenches, and the caves. Okay, some story, a nice story. In the days of the Shur Nachmeni, there was a famine as well as COVID-19, a plague. Armor, they said, hey, what should we do? Can we pray for God should eliminate both of them? Lo efshar. For some reason, we'll see in a minute, we don't pray that God should end two calamities when they come. Eli bar rachma, mousnash, we pray for the end of the plague, the kafan and nisbal, but then we'll still be starving. Amalav Shmuel Nachmeni, Nibar Rachma Akanfil. Let's pray for the end of the famine, Debayahav Rachman Sova. Because when God provides plenty, Lachu Dechayav, he provides for the living, not for the dead. That is to say, if you're praying, so you say, God give us plenty, and God's gonna give plenty, he has to give plenty to someone, he can't get the dead people, thus he's gonna have to eliminate the famine as well. Diksiv, Poseh Chasiyadecha, Mazbiya L'chol Chayratzon. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. Which I think we've said in the past that this can either be a request, or it could be a praise, as in a request of God, possesses them to be a satisfy the desire of every living thing, or it could be a praise. God, you know what you do? You satisfy the desire of every living thing, which is why we're supposed to have extra kavana when we read this three times a day. We know in the limits atarati. How do we know we don't pray for two things? The pasuk says, alzos. And we fast and request from our God concerning this. This implies there were other things, yet they didn't pray for it. Why not? So it must be you only pray for one thing. In the West, in Israel, they said from the following verse, and to request mercy from the God of heaven concerning this secret. Implying there is another secret. This is from Daniel, as we said before. Whenever you have Aramaic, it's generally from Daniel. The mayor of Zerah, Gazer, Kazera, in the days of Zerah, the government decreed some sort of decree against religion. Part of it was they said you can't. Fast. You can't have public fast. They don't want them to fast. And then they get the decree annulled. Amr of Zera, Nikav Alenu. Accept upon yourself the fast. When the decree is rescinded, we'll observe the fast. Meaning to say that the mere acceptance upon a fast, to say that I'm going to start doing tshuva, is enough that God will treat it as if we fasted. Amr Manalaha, how do you know this? Amr Lahu, Diksiv, because the Pasuk tells us in Daniel, Vamra Eli, Altira Daniel, don't be afraid, Daniel. Ki min hayom harishon asher nistata eslipo. From the day when you set your heart to understand the fast for your God, your petitions were already accepted. Thus we see just the mere accepting upon yourself a fast in and of itself is enough for God to begin to forgive us. Even during the years of drought, like the years of drought during Eliyahu, when there was a tremendous drought, if rain falls on Erev Shabbos, Eino Ella Simon Klal, it's a curse because people can't go to the marketplace. Hi number Rabbi Shila, Kashiyama Dimitra, Kiyoma Didina. A rainy day is as troublesome as a court day where you don't know where things are gonna turn out. Or maybe if rain was not needed, we would pray and have it eliminated. Rain is very inconvenient. It's one of the things in life where we need it, but it's also inconvenient and annoying. Which is why people say Geshme Bracha, but it's also annoying. And he said, like, look, we wish we didn't have to have it. I heard once from Rav Moshe Stav by Rebbe in Karabiyavna. He quoted Gemara in Bava Metzia in the seventh parak, which said that in the ideal world, so then we're not going to have rain. And the Gemara says there, you know, rain's also very annoying because it messes up the roads. Rather, the ground's going to be so saturated from the dew and from water that plants will grow without needing rain. And that's what we're working towards. You know, in a world where there's still some sort of natural order, but it's altered a little bit to make it more convenient for us. Great. Omer of Yitzlak, Shemesh b'Shabbos tzedakah l'aniyim. Sunshine on Shabbos is a gift for the poor. Like tzedakah. Shenemar, v'yizrach l'chem yir shemesh shemesh tzedakah umrape. A channel of sun will shine for you who fear my name. With healing. Okay, Amar of Yitzhak, God Yom Hagashaman, the day of grain is so great, Shafil Pruta Shemekis, Miss Brechasbo, even a Pruta in one's purse is blessed by it. That is to say, things that aren't necessarily connected to agricultural still gain from the rain. Shnemar, Los is Mat Archlab Ito, Brechas called Maasi Adecha. Hashem will open up the heavens, provide rain for your land, in its time to bless all the work of your hand, even the work that's not, you know, related to your agrarian lifestyle. Amar of Yitzhak, Eina Bracha Mitsuya, Ella, the davar hasumim na ayin. Blessings only found in things that are hidden. Shenemar yitzav Hashem itcha es habracha ba'asamecha. Hashem shall command the blessing upon you in your silos, meaning hidden away deep in your silos. Tanya be'rishmal. Similarly, in a bracha b'tzuya, Ella davar she'inu ayin shaldbo. The blessing is found on things the eyes cannot gaze. Shenemar yitzav Hashem itcha es bracha ba'asamecha. Hashem shall command the blessing upon you in your hidden storage places. Again, this is the idea, you know, about Ayin Hara a little bit comes up here as well. The idea we find elsewhere in Shas that Yosef, since Yosef is compared to all the Ayin, a fish, and fish are below the surface, so Yosef is not susceptible to Ayin Hara because only things that are hidden have bracha. I once heard from Rav Meir Twersky that he quoted. They asked the Beis HaLevi, how was the Rav Chaim became who he was? After all, there are many child geniuses, many prodigies who ended up fizzling out. And he responded, because ain't a bracha shuriya, a bracha was only found in something that's hidden from the eye, and I hid Rav Chaim's genius, and I hid who he was, so that when he grew up, no one knew him. Therefore, the bracha came to fruition. Okay. A person who goes to measure his silo, how much grain he has in there, or we should say, he should say the following prayer. May be your will, Hashem, our God. That you should send blessing in the work of your hands. When one begins to measure the grain, bless the one who bestows blessing on this pile of grain. If he weighs in, only afterwards he says the blessing, how is it tefillah shav? This blessing is a tefillah, it's a vein, a tefillah that's in vain. Why? Because blessing is not found. Love with the Rashakal, not something that's been weighed. Love with the Mode, not something that's been measured. Love with the Ramon, not something that's been counted. Elo with the Ramon, assuming the eye, except for something that's hidden from the eye, as when the quantity is unknown. Okay, now we're going to have a number of teachings from Rav Yochanan. We'll start now and finish tomorrow. Kibbutz gusiot tzedaka masi parnas simin. So the mnemonic is these words. Amar Yochanan gadol yom hagashamim kiyom kibbutz galia. The day that of rain is so great, it's the day that God gathers in the exile. Shnemar shuvei Hashem shifteinu kafikin banegev. So shuvei Hashem shifteinu kafikin banegev. Hashem will turn your exiles like afikim in the desert. Benefikim el matan. Afikim means rain. Shnemar vayiru afikim mayim. The channels of the sea appeared. Next, Amar Yochanan gadol yom hagashamim. Shafila Gisos Poskesbo. Grain is so great that even legions of soldiers seized their movement on it. Shinemar, Tamidea Revach Nachas Gedudeha. Saturate her furrows, rest her legions. Okay. The Amr of Yochanan, Ain Sham Atsrid Ella, Bishvil Poskit Tzedakah Barabim. Grain is withheld because the people who pledged to give Tzedakah in public, the Ainu knows them, did not give it. Shinemar, Nisim, Veruach, Kesham, Avin. Clouds and rain, but no rain. Isha, Mishalel, Matashekar. When a man is praised for his false gift, which is actually a very interesting idea. Gemara and Sukkah talks about this as well, I believe. Is Sukkah or is it Pesachim? I think it's the end of Sukkah. Yeah, Gemara talks about someone who pledges to give Sukkah in public, not because they want to give it, because they want to encourage others to give it. Is that allowed? That's for another discussion, another shir. I wish you all a wonderful day.